Senator Moss on 9-0.
Frank.
Yes, Mr. President.
I saw this boy Randall, and I talked to Dirksen. He wants to recommend him, and Bennett wants to recommend him, and the choice is between Randall and a fellow from New York. I told him that you'd spoken mighty highly of him and said that he ought to be recommended, and President McKay had too, as well as Bennett, and that I thought that I was going to recommend him sometime today or tomorrow. I'd get back in touch with him a little later, and I thought I would tell you about it.
Oh, fine. Well, now, am I free to say that you intend to rec...
I wouldn't, because it's a Republican vacancy, and I think that if we go to announcing their vacancies, we have trouble. He's just waiting, and I've got to check him out with the FBI a little bit, and I want to talk back to Dirksen and tell him that I'm going to do it, and also talk to Bennett and maybe have him come down here so I can try to get whatever... It's not our vacancy, it's a Republican vacancy, but
yeah.
I think you can say that you've endorsed him for it, and you strongly recommend him for it, for the Republican vacancy, because his only opposition is a New York man.
Yes.
But I don't want them to feel like that that I'm not appointing him on their account, because that's the reason I'm doing it, to try to let the Republicans think that I do help them when it's a vacancy of theirs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the right thing, at least with Dirksen. I don't know if you'll ever placate Bennett.
Well, I don't imagine I'll ever placate him, but I'll treat him fair. And when Eisenhower was in, I wanted him to name a Democrat. Why? I expect him to do it.
Uh-huh.
How you getting along?
Oh, very well, sir.
This boy appreciates your interest. I saw to that, that's taken care of.
Well, that's fine, and I do appreciate it very much, Mr. President. He's a good boy, and this will help me a little.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.